Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're in the market for a new podcast, our Pod Squad are with me this afternoon to tell me what they thought of Wiser Than Me.
It is just stunning to me that older women are so easily dismissed and made invisible in our culture, which seems to just celebrate youth, youth, youth.
The only thing that really keeps you young is constantly doing things you don't know how to do.
Man, I want to hear from the old ladies. I want to talk to them. I want to know what they've learned by living 70 or 80 or 85 years. So are you comfortable if I say your real age? Jane Fonda.
I'm 85.
Darlene Love.
Tell me, what is it?
I will be 82 in a few months.
Ruth Reichel.
You can't think of yourself as young anymore when you're 75.
Yeah, just a short clip of what the podcast is like. My pod squad today, News Talk's Padraig Wilson and Irish Times business and technology correspondent Ciara O'Brien are with me to tell me what they thought of it. Ciara, how would you sell this podcast to people, first of all?
I would sell it as if you want to hear people who know what they're talking about give you really good life advice, because that's what it is. I mean, you kind of forget as you're listening that these are really famous people. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Jane Fonda, so this was an instant kind of like, it was a great start for me. But, you know, as you're listening to them talk, I mean, it's, you kind of forget that this is Elaine from Seinfeld and, you know, Jane Fonda. I mean, like, I loved Grace and Frankie and Grace or whatever it was called. I loved that.
Yeah.
But you kind of forget that these are really famous people talking about their lives until they drop a famous name and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that person. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is Jane Fonda talking.
Because the host is a big deal.
Yes, well, that's, I mean, like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Most people would know her as Elaine from Seinfeld, but she's done lots of stuff. She's done Veep. She's done, like, I mean, she's just phenomenal herself. And, you know, she talks about how older women just seem to disappear because, and that is true. I mean, you notice yourself. I notice it as I've gotten older that I'm kind of at the age now where people kind of, you know, they don't really look at you anymore. And that's, I'm fine with that. I'm quite happy with that. You're free of that constant scrutiny, unless you're on TV, in which case people feel, you know, perfectly justified in telling you how many ways you failed in a way that they wouldn't do with men. You know, you always hear that thing of, oh, she looks great for her age. Oh, she's doing really well for her age. How about we just drop that bit? You know,
yeah.
It's not, you know, it's no for her age. She looks great. She's doing really well, you know, and people, especially in the entertainment industry, which a lot of the, I suppose, a lot of the interview subjects would come from. I mean, Sally Field is another one where once they hit a certain age, they're kind of, you know, sidelined into these roles of, you know, kind of like the mothers and, you know, the matriarchal figures instead of being the main character. And that's kind of what I loved about this. This brings women of a certain age.
Okay.
They're all over 70.
Did you,
back Potter, to the main part.
Just explain, Potter, the concept to people. It's Julia interviewing.
Yeah, but basically she says it herself at the beginning, like, she's being schooled by these older women. Like, we forget as well that she's in her 60s herself, and, like, she's obviously this really successful actor as well, but she's going to these older women, like, I suppose, that have similar experiences to her and probably asking them about their life experiences. And it's actually really wholesome. I don't know if you're familiar with the term mother to describe women, right? But in a different way, right? So people in the LGBTQ community and also kind of millennials and Gen Z, they describe strong, independent, inspirational women as mother. And this is what it felt like. It was like two mothers mothering, right? They're really wholesome, giving, like, you know, life advice and also speaking about, like, struggles that they had and regrets that they had. Like, you look at these people, like Jane Fonda, for example, like Ciara said, I also listened to the one with Vera Wang, which was really interesting.
Yeah, because it's Julia's interviewing one person. My one thing, it's over the course of an hour.
Yeah, no,
every episode's
agree.
An hour, it's right?
It is quite long.
I didn't find it that long, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm usually quite, I like things that are reasonably short because I don't have an awful lot of time in the day to kind of give over to something like this. But I really enjoyed it so much. I didn't realise that an hour had gone past.
Right.
And I also really love the end of it where she rings her own mother, who's in her 90s, I think, and she talks about the person that she interviewed. And yes, it does kind of take away a bit of the spontaneity of the whole thing, because the beauty of this whole podcast that I found was that it was just such a spontaneous kind of conversation. It wasn't, you know, we need to talk about her career. It was like whatever the subject started talking about, it just kind of evolved. evolve.
Well, she starts, I was listening to the Jane Fonda episode yesterday, and she's talking about Jane Fonda going to the gym, you know, and like what kind of weights she's lifting and how long her gym session is at 85.
I got tips for them from that, you know. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm in my 40s. I mean, I'm staring down the barrel of menopause, you know. I need to know this kind of thing. Like what she was talking about, the best advice she could give is to be strong, you know. And the fact that she regrets her plastic surgery was a huge kind of eye opener, because now I'm also at the age where I'm side eyeing stuff like Botox, thinking,
yeah,
well, maybe.
Sure, tell me
no,
about
totally.
It.
I actually agree there. Like one thing that I noticed from it is that none of them feared being old. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, and like they're very
really embraced,
really embraced. And I think we all, as a society, fear getting older. And listening to these obviously really iconic, inspirational women who've lived a thousand lives, not fearing being older, and also not fearing death either. Actually, is one or two of them spoke mm-hmm. about not fearing.
Which episode did you listen to?
Julie Andrews, who is a scream, by the way. Like she was going into detail about her favourite words, which are curse words, which you would never expect from Julie Andrews, because you know, you look at Julie Andrews, you think of Mary Poppins. I also listened to Vera Wang, which was really interesting actually, and as well I listened to Jane Fonda too, which I loved.
Any additions?
The Diane von Furstenberg.
I listened to that.
That one talking about her mother in Auschwitz. I mean, that's like her mother was like 49 pounds or something when she was liberated from Auschwitz. Stuff like that. And that's really what kind of brings it home, that these are real people with histories that we might not know about.
She also, on a lighter note, and I know you went for the much more
serious.
That's totally fine. I mean, we all took our takeaways from each episode. What I took from the Diane von Furstenberg episode was the wrap dress.
Yes.
The introduction of the iconic wrap dress.
I have several of those hanging in my wardrobe.
Well, I don't have any of hers, but I have the takeoff ones. But like, I actually really enjoyed that episode. This is not typically a podcast that I, by my nature, tend to like.
No, I agree with you.
Like, I really enjoy it.
I'm like, at the moment, especially, I kind of in that like my true crime podcast era, and I really enjoyed that. But this was actually lovely respite from it all, and like a really easy listen to, and it was feel good. If anything, I will agree. I found it hard to concentrate. I kind of had to split them up a little bit. They were a bit long.
Yeah, they were a bit shorter,
but each to their own, you know what I mean?
I only listened to two. How many? You were three?
I'm kind of halfway through the Sally Field one, because I'm going to definitely listen to the Vera Wang one.
Vera Wang, it was so interesting, because like that, she was so, and she like went into detail about how like she was a figure skater and she just never made it. And then went from that, pivoted into fashion, and now she's
She's the queen of wedding dresses.
Yeah, exactly.
And Billie Jean King is another one who's on that. So I think that'll be a good one to listen to.
So the one thing we can all agree on this is the guest list of, you know, interviewees is
insane.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that just shows you like the pulling power that Julia Louis-Dreyfus has, because, you know, getting that amount of people, that amount of star power onto a single podcast, you know, it's pretty
totally.
Amazing.
And they're all delighted to speak to her as well. Yes. And I think
Jane Fonda was thrilled to be on.
Totally. And she was number one, right? She was the first one to go on. And I think probably the rest of them probably listened back and said, actually, this isn't me being interrogated here. It's like an opportunity just to share my story. And that's what you feel like you're a part of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, look, nobody's going to go into this thinking this is a hard hitting podcast where you're going to pull out all the secrets. But I mean, I just thought, you know, there were moments of real honesty from all the ones I listened to anyway. There were moments of real honesty that was kind of, it was really refreshing, and it was nice to hear, you know, stuff like, you know, the advice that you'd give to your 17-year-old self, like no is a complete answer. Yeah. Everybody should grow up knowing that you can say no and not be afraid that people won't like you, or, you know, feel like you have to give some sort of explanation, because that is the way we always work, you know, that we always have to explain our reasons for things. No, that's it.
Yeah, we all agree on the guests were good. My one query now, even, and to be fair, maybe this isn't a fair summary to draw off the basis of having listened to two episodes. Is it a bit samey? Patrick.
It's a bit samey, and I think there's a lot of podcasts like that, you know. It's easy to go in and ask everyone the same questions, you know. The only thing that's different about this one is like they're all living such different lives, and I think it's really interesting as well that like in all the ones that I've listened to, she does ask about regrets, and it's interesting to listen to all their different regrets too, you know, because they're like, you look at these people and you think they've lived like this amazing life, and like, you know, we would never be able to relate to them. But like something as simple as Jane Fonda regretting, as you said, her plastic surgery is something that people would relate to, you know, take things from. I think it's really interesting, actually.
And also Jane Fonda talking about her sex life.
Hilarious.
I mean, or I suppose she's single now, so maybe the lack thereof these days.
The lack
maybe
of, she does, yeah. But like, even dating, she speaks about dating at her age and like how she would be if she was to meet someone now. Look, people in their 80s would probably give up on dating, but she would say that she's still open to meeting people, but she wouldn't be comfortable taking her clothes off in front of them. You know, this kind of thing, like it's gas.
The thing is, she knows when a relationship is over when she starts thinking about their funeral.
She spoke about planning people's funerals.
Were you aware of this podcast?
No, I wasn't. No, and I that's probably just because there's so many.
Neither was I, know.
There's so many of them. How could you keep up?
And I do think as well, look, you know, is it the best interview? You know, is she the slickest interviewer, I suppose? Probably not. But then I don't know if I'd enjoy it as much if she was. I like the fact that she fangirls a little bit over the fact that she's talking to Jane Fonda. And they're not like all the podcasts I've listened to, obviously these people were friends beforehand. And I think, you know, that gives you both a level of insight and kind of like a barrier almost, because you're not going to ask them hard questions if you're their buddy.
A bit of stardom and a little bit of insight.
Totally. And I think that helps them to open up and be so open and be so relaxed in her like interviewing skills.
How many stars are you going to give it out of 5?
I'd give it 4.
That's very good.
I would give it 3.5. It's definitely listenable and it's definitely enjoyable. Is it the best podcast I've ever heard? No, but like, I mean, it is worth it.
You'd recommend it though?
I definitely recommend listening to the people that you know, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
I would, the fact that I'm going to go back to it and keep listening to it now is kind of like, that's,
So well, that's as good as a review as you can get.
Yeah.
And
even the people that I don't know, I will go and listen to, because I found with other podcasts, you know, you find out stuff about, you find new subjects, you know, so you find out more about people, and then I'll go off on a little rabbit hole then and find out more about them and maybe read some of the books they've written or watch some of the films they're in.
I hope you enjoy our podcast recommendation. We're talking today about Wiser Than Me, our pod squad. They'll be back, of course, next Tuesday with another recommendation for you. Ciara O'Brien, Padraig Wilson, thanks a million.
Thank you guys.
For your time on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.